Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Welcome to WWU, Women Who Understand. This is your host, Lady Patrina Morgan, and I would like to thank you all for tuning in on this evening. The topic for this evening is, For God So Loved Us. For God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. On this evening, we're just going to be talking about basically love. God has given it in us, put in us to love one another as he loves us. God created us in his image, and as we all know, that's who he is. God is love. I'm just feeling so blessed in my spirit today, feeling good, pretty good in my body. And I just want to encourage all of you, no matter where you are or what you're going through in life right now, no matter who may have done you wrong or, you know, what's, we can always think of things that's not going right in our lives, but we are to love in spite of, you know, when we love, we are acting and connected with the Spirit of God. When we're full of hate and dislike and anger, that's the spirit of Satan, and it's much easier for us to love. Because love brings us comfort, it brings us a peace of mind, a peace that surpasses all understanding. It brings us relaxation, and it just that's what we were supposed to be able to do freely. If we're going to say that we love God and we exemplify who he is, then we're going to have to love in spite of. It doesn't matter how we feel or who did what to us, we're going to have to learn to love and praise God in the midst of all of it. Because when you cut against the grain and you start disliking people or having hatred in your heart, that's cutting against your health. It causes you to be stressed out. It causes you to be uneasy and uncomfortable, and it causes health issues. Some people start having migraine headaches. Some people have heart attacks and strokes and all types of ailments that comes from being stressful or mean or hateful, you know, and just full of hatred. And that's not who God is, because love does just the opposite. And that's what Pastor has been teaching on as well, you know. And, you know, we just, my husband is my best friend, and it just really excites my spirit when we have our ups and downs. Everybody does. But when we have, you know, a blessed time and we can, you know, just come together and pull through and don't let life, you know, don't let life rob you of your heartbeat of love, because that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to get us on his side and get us all discombobulated with things that goes on in life. But love is the key. Love God, love yourself, love your spouse. And your, you know, your loved ones, show them love. Love is demonstrating. It's not just saying it, but it has to be demonstrated and acted upon, you know, and don't take your loved ones for granted. So I just want to encourage you today, and I want you to take a closer look at love, the fruit of the Spirit. There are 9 of them. The first one is love. I want you to just study on it. Check it out in Galatians. Just study on it. Study on love. Don't go to the next one, because if you don't have love, you don't have any of the rest of them. Love is so important, and I feel like if the church teach more on this rather than all of the houses and the land and, you know, trying to fight Satan off and all this from all these other areas, if we just start teaching on love, then that's going to rule out a lot of the divorces in the church, a lot of the divorces in the community, you know, and it really has to be taught. But sometimes it's being taught by your leaders, being led by example. A lot of people aren't going to be too much bothered about what you're saying. It's going to be by what they see, And if you can't see love in your church through your leaders, then everything else to me is pretty much thrown off, because a pastor was teaching one time in Bible study about Adam and Eve, and he was dissecting that. That's what Eve was created for Adam. She wasn't created to serve God. She was created because God looked upon everything else in the earth, and he saw that Adam was in need of someone, a helpmate. Everything else had it, but he needed someone as well. So, because he was so full of all this stuff that he had no way to release it, and God could have just taken it away from him, but everything else had a companion. So he had to create Eve for Adam. So Eve was created for Adam to love and to make love to and to cherish. God didn't bring Eve to Adam for him to mistreat her or for him to abuse her and all of this. God created him Eve for him to love and to cherish and to take care of. And we don't need to stray away from that. So many people inject all this other modern-day stuff in there and, you know, try to make it just simply is what it is. God created us to love. And if I wanted people to take anything away from my husband and I, when they look upon us in my relationship, I want people to see real, true love. People try to take love out of the church, but that's where it started. You can't remove, you can't say that you are an ambassador for God or you are a Christian and be ashamed of the love, because that's who he is. If you're not going to love, you might as well just close the book and just go ahead and do whatever else you want to do. But I am so proud and so honored to be with a spouse that I can freely demonstrate my love through and with in the church, and to let people know that it's okay, and start letting, you know, my husband makes me feel blissful. I tell people that all the time. You know, he's my friend. I have a very loving relationship with my children. Praise be to God. You know, they're not perfect children, but, you know, to love your children and your mother and father if you have them, and, you know, just show love while it's here, while you have the chance, and let's not take anything for granted. But on the on a marital note, you know, I have say that, you know, it hasn't been easy. We've had our trials, but through it all, anytime that you're on one accord, the Bible said, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? You have to love through it all. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter where you are in life, what you have and what you don't have. If you get together and just love and show love in spite of, and tell your spouse, you know, that you love them and show them you love them, do spontaneous things. On last evening, my husband just, he's always doing things so spontaneously. And it's the little things that really, really matters. He just took me dancing in the living room, and I just love it, and I'm just such a blusher, you know. And it just really set the tone. It just brought my stress level way down, you know, just got me real comfortable and peaceful. And I just felt like God was just so pleased because, you know, this is what he wants to root out of us, all of the stress, all of the confusion, because we know God isn't the author of confusion. And just love one another and let the virtue that he has placed in us shine through. And the word of God said love conquers all. And it's just the small things like that that really brings you back. So we have to really recognize just how important it is, not just to say that you love, but love has to be demonstrated, because God shows us and demonstrates to us each and every day how much he truly loves us. If we just, the word of God said God loves us, but we never felt his presence, then we wouldn't really feel love. If somebody tells you that they love you, but they never do anything to show you that they love you, then you're kind of skeptical about whether that person loves you or not. So God has, you know, if he never does anything else, Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice when he died for us on the cross, you know, and bared all our sins so that we could have a chance of eternal life with our fathers in heaven. So God loved us this much. He loved us that much, and he continues to love us every day. His word said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And no matter what we do to turn away from him or what we do against his word, if we continue to persevere, God never leaves us. Even when we are good to ourselves or the ones around us, he still loves us in spite of our own selves. So I just want to encourage you to love and to show love. Don't be afraid. Don't let people tell you, you know, you can't do this. The word of God says the bed of marriage is undefiled. Love, if you have a spouse, love your spouse. Don't just, you know, get married. If you don't want to be married, then don't get married. Because once you're married, then there are things that comes with the marriage, and it has to be fulfilled. So if you don't fulfill it, then you just open the door for the enemy to come in and do, you know, whatever. And the Bible says, you know, it's not good to sin, but woe to the one that caused it. So, you know, you have to be careful, because you would be in greater jeopardy of the one that actually did the sin if you caused it. You have duties to fulfill, ladies. If you have a husband, be a wife. If you don't want to be a wife, don't get married. But I just love it, and I love having the opportunity to show others, you know, how to love through my relationship. You know, and like I said, it needs to be brought back into church. Some people say, well, it doesn't seem like they should, you know, display their love in this manner or that manner because he's a pastor and she's first lady and, you know, ooh, that just don't seem godly. That is totally backwards. The world has just taken everything and just, pastor said one time, whatever God ordained, the devil is trying to undo it. So normally it's kind of like when children, I tell the children at school when they're saying words incorrectly and I try to correct them, and they say, well, that doesn't sound right. Well, you've been saying it wrong for so long till when you're corrected, it seems harder to say it the right way than it does to say it the incorrect way, because that's comfortable to you because you've been saying it that way for so long. Same thing. If you've been doing something so wrong or people have instilled in you that that's not how it should be done or to make you feel like that's not godly to do, as we said earlier, God is love. And when Adam and Eve came together, they weren't husband and wife until they actually came together as one. And I just want to let you know, whether you're in church, whether you're not, whether you're trying to get there, the root of it all is to love your spouse, love your companions, love your family, love your friends, and guess what? We got to love our enemies too. I wrote a scripture down. It's so important to us, and God is so adamant about us loving. In Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. When we respond to offenses and altercation in this manner, the Spirit of God in us will work. To love is to have power over your enemies, and love conquers all. And my lovely husband is here with me, and he's my husband, my friend, and my boyfriend. And never let the flame go out of your relationship. Don't get so comfortable with your spouse you just start taking them for granted, because tomorrow isn't promised to any of us. The rest of the day isn't promised to any of us. And I just, all I have in my heart for everybody is just love and peace, and I want everybody to be at peace. God has given us peace. He has called us to peace. And just find your way back to the beginning, back to love, who God is. And like I said, study up on love. Don't worry about anything else, because if you can love and if you have genuine love in your heart, it will just ooze out of your pores and your spirit. And it has that domino effect, you know. It will catch on. Just like everything else catch on, love will catch on. So demonstrate it, and just sometimes you don't feel like it, but you got to get in a pattern. Just get in a pattern of it. When you get up every day, just say, I'm just going to love in spite of, even especially when you don't feel like it. Just say, I'm just going to love in spite of. God loved me enough, and just start thinking of some things that God has shown you, how much that he loved you, and you just start trying to duplicate some of those things. And it will truly make a difference in your everything. And I just want to challenge you to do that on a daily basis. Just wake up every morning and just say, I'm just going to love up on somebody. I'm just going to, somebody that may have mistreated you, you know, do something nice. I just told you what Matthew 5 and 44 said. That may be a scripture that you want to look up on and study on. If you, you know, if you feel like life has been unjust to you or whatever, I have some people that I was studying on today, and it was talking about people that had been done wrong. You might want to study up on Paul and Silas or Daniel. Study up on Daniel. And it was just talking about how life will throw you some curveballs, but if you just love and praise God and believe in God, he will take what the devil meant for your bad and turn it around for your good. So learn to love in spite of, you know, and every time the devil hear you feeling so blissful and so happy, he'll try to, you know, do something to discourage you or to make you reverse that. But hold on to that. If we can ever get this truly, if the church can ever love in a realm that we haven't shown people before and just get to the root of it and have a sincere love, and it can, like I said, it'll be contagious, and we can really, really make a difference. We can make a difference that we haven't been able to conquer before, because we want to reach out in all these other different areas. But if it's not in Genesis, it's not going to be in Revelations, you're not going to be able to do something that God didn't intend for you to do. You know, it's simple. It is what it is, and we try to make it to be such a greater problem than what it has to be. But if we recognize the Word of God, and it clearly states that we have to love and learn to love in spite of, and it's much easier to do contrary to that than it is to do what God intended for us to do, because we've been so accustomed to doing it in error. But let's just try to get first thing first and get this thing right. And I'm sharing this with you today because I want the love in me, want you to get it right and to be able to love and conquer and fulfill all the things that God has already had for us from the beginning. And I'm going to allow my husband to say something, if he would like to, very quickly. Pastor.
Well, there's so many things that I've had instilled here, but I want to share just a couple, if I can, right quick in the amount of time that we have. One of them is that when you she was talking about not letting the flame go out, and in your marriage, especially husband and wife, and keep building on your marriage instead of, and not allow the enemy to tear it down. This is something that we need to do, and that shows a particular type of love in that. And she was mentioning that I took her to dancing even in the living room, because at the time we can afford to go out, so we just do it there. Sometimes you can't afford to go out and do things that you can do at the house. A lot of people may frown on as far as what is dancing is about. Well, I'm going to say this. If you're going to love your spouse, if you're going to love them and you're going to show them how much you love them, amen, you can't do it all through church. Amen. You have to come outside of the church and involve yourself in certain things that's not sinful in order to show, you know, your spouse what's going on. If I take her to a candlelight dinner, I'm not taking her to church and then have a candlelight dinner. I'm taking her to a restaurant where other people there who may be smoking, they may be drinking, they may be doing other things, but that doesn't mean I have to do it. And this is what people are so messed up with, amen, because they don't want to, they're so caught up involved in religion and church until they can't really actually have a happy relationship outside of the church. Everything in life is not church, amen. You got to understand that. And she was mentioning about shortening your life by being mad and angry and hateful and all this kind of stuff. A lot of people are like that, and yet they're eating right, exercising, trying to live a long life. You got to understand one principle, and that is Adam and Eve always ate right, but look what caused them to die. So eating right is not all it is to it. You can have a bad attitude that will shorten your life. And the last thing that I want to mention here is that we often talk about this word love, but it really actually needs to be taught. It needs to be taught, the agape love of God and the love between your spouse. Songs of Solomon needs to be read. It needs to be preached on. It needs to be taught. And it needs to stop being hush-hush. Amen. This man was talking of how he enjoyed his spouse and in an intimate relationship. She was talking about how she enjoyed him and his body in an intimate relationship. And it needs to stop being hush-hush. And I think that when we get into that avenue of actually teaching this like it should be, as we do all the prosperity part of it, you will cut down on a lot of divorces. You will cut down on a lot of suicide or because of bad relationships. And people will know how. One of the things that matters to me is that you'd be surprised how many spouses don't know how to treat each other. And simply because you haven't been taught. You just think you grew up with it and you saw mom and daddy do it, and that's how it's supposed to be done. Okay, mom and daddy stayed together a long time because back in those days there was nothing else to do but stay together. You got too much going on right now, and so we need to teach this thing. 1 Corinthians, Paul was talking to the Corinthian church in 13th chapter, and he was talking about love, and you can do all the shouting and praising God and singing and preaching and teaching and all that stuff. But if you do not have the genuine love in your heart, all that stuff is no good. It's not going to get you into heaven, because God looks at the direction of your heart. He looks at the direction of your heart, not your physical activities. And if your heart is pointed in the right way, it's going to cause your physical activities to be pointed in the right way, even though sometimes you may not be doing it, but it's your heart is going to mold your character. Your character is going to mold your physical actions, and you have to understand that. So we need to get on the ball and learn these things from the church, from the pulpit, amen, from each other. We need to do that. Know how to address people in whom you hate. You got to know how to love them, and you got to know how to address your spouse and love them as well. If not, you're going to have problems, no matter how fine a house you got, what kind of Bentley you drive, it don't matter what kind of suits you wear, amen. You're going to have problems unless you conquer these areas. Glory to God. It doesn't make sense to have the riches and not conquer these areas. But people who conquer these areas may not be rich, amen, as far as prosperity is concerned, but they're rich within each other, and that's what causes you to live a long and prosperous life, amen.
And, Pastor, I thank God for that, and I just want to inject in that as well. You know, I've heard people say before, and I don't know where that comes from, but I just believe that it is totally an error that, you know, if you aren't with someone or you're with your husband and your husband doesn't want to be with you, just go and pray, and God will move that thing from you. Well, God instituted that what you're feeling, that feeling and desire to be with your companion, God placed that in you. So I don't care what kind of prayer you go and pray, that's not going to remove the feeling that you have in you. Now, I will say that if you are a single woman, you know, God will sustain you until you can get with your husband. But yet and still that feeling isn't going to go away. I don't know no prayer you can pray and it's going to remove you from feeling what God placed in you to feel. That is the urge and the desire to be with a male companion for Adam and Eve. When dogs get into heat, they'll go travel 3, 4, 5, 6 miles because that's what's in them. They can't say, well, I don't have anybody here. I'm just going to, you know, avoid it. It's a God-given feeling. So, you know, God will sustain you single people. Ask God to orchestrate your life. Don't go looking for a husband. You know, don't go just because you're feeling certain things. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying don't let people make you feel bad because you feel a certain way. And then sometimes it's best not to say anything until you can get, you know, get with your real companion. But it's a perfectly natural thing to feel what you feel. God gave us that, and I just thank God, and God gave it to the woman and the man. You know, that's the order of God, and I don't frown on anybody, but God gave Eve to Adam, and he gave me to my husband. So, you know, and it's not about how you feel. Sometimes us ladies, we don't feel like it, but I tell you, do what you need to do, you know, to suffice, because they feel what they feel and then we feel what we feel. So it's just so much. It's just so much in it. But I just thank God for you all sharing. And I think my husband wants to say one other thing, and then I'll come back and give you some names and some addresses in case you want to inject something on this episode or this subject, or you would like us to come back and do some more on this, feel free to do so. So after he says something else, and then I'll come back with closure.
I wanted to say that if there are those of you out there, we can't tell you all this you need to know on the air here in 30 minutes. We'd love to come and teach it to you if you want us to. You can just write us and let us know who you are and what have you, or send you some manuscripts on this particular subject. Amen. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia. You can do that. But the last thing that I want to say is that my wife and I was intending to say, when I took her dancing and we danced, we didn't dance off of Praise the Lord, everybody. We didn't dance off of church music. We danced off love music. And some of that love music that we listened to before I even got in church doesn't mean that it was sin. Because everything that you were involved in before you got in church wasn't necessarily sin. And you got people who are unlearned that will make you think that everything you got involved with is sin. Let me give one example, and I'm going to give it back to my wife. One example is they will make you think, because the Bible said, be not unequally yoked together and don't associate. What fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, that you shouldn't fellowship or you shouldn't be around people who are unsaved. Well, after you got saved, you had a job, you go to work, everybody on the job is not saved, but you still go because you want that money, and the preacher ain't going to tell you to stop your job because he's getting it. So that's one of the things. And like I said, we can't say it all in 30 minutes, and the time is winding down. But if you want us to, you want to hear more about it, just let us know, and we'll try our best to give you proof and give you understanding from the Word of God.
All right, ladies, and whomever else, if we have some gentlemen on there, this pretty much concludes our episode for this evening, For God So Loves Us. And we're going to love our loved ones as God has loved us as well. Again, I'm your host, Lady Bertrina Morgan. If you would like to email me, you may do so at Price, P-R-I-C-E, Bertrina, B-U-R-T-R-E-N-I-F, at yahoo.com. And as my husband stated before, our P.O. Box is 492. That's Cordele, C-O-R-D-E-L-E, Georgia, 31010. It's been a pleasure speaking with you on this evening. Our prayer is that you be well, safe, and happy until we meet again. God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Good night.